somebody deciding, you know, well, that's what I need to do as well. If someone's doing what they're doing and they believe in it, then I need to do that too. Don't expect things to just change overnight. Don't expect transformation and success to just happen. It's something that you decide. It's not about, oh, don't do that. Find your balance, man. Enjoy your fucking life. If that's something that you enjoy, enjoy it, but don't abuse it. You know yourself when you're overdoing it. You know yourself when you're abusing something. You know yourself when you're going over the top. So wherever you are in your life, just know there is a way through. Not a way out, a way through. And if you keep listening to this podcast, if you keep fueling your mind with positivity, with inspiration, with information that's valuable, that is going to actually give you some sort of spark or breakthrough or aha moment, or just surround yourself with energy that resonates with you. Most importantly for yourself, you know, if it doesn't happen in a specific time frame that you thought it would, does that mean you give up? Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world.
All right, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Welcome to another podcast episode on the Luke Mindpower Podcast. I hope you're having a great day. Really looking forward to spending some more time with you guys, helping you to continue to stay focused on your goals, your dreams, whatever it is that you want to achieve. Just a quick reminder that it's possible. And no matter what's going on around the world, I know that there can feel, if you keep observing a lot of the stuff that's happening around the world, you could also easily get drowned in it and feel drained in it. And I know that I really, really, really believe as well, is something very, very powerful is a revelation for me, is that, you know, we all have a purpose. And a lot of us can say, well, what is your purpose? How do you find your purpose? And I think it's just more about really just leaning in to something that you're passionate about, something that you're really patriotic about, something that is just something for you that touches your soul, that hits your heart, and you go all in about that, you know? And whatever that is for you, man, that's what it is, you know? It's not about, you know, somebody deciding, you know, well, that's what I need to do as well. If someone's doing what they're doing and they believe in it, then I need to do that too. You know, it's really about you understanding yourself, knowing yourself, and being able to show up and say, you know what? This is something that I love. This is something that I'm going to stand up for. This is something I'm going to speak about. This is something I'm going to show up about, you know? So I know that it can feel daunting or difficult at the beginning to try to lean into something that's unfamiliar or that you haven't experienced before, that you're not used to, you know? And then there's a lot of resistance mentally of like, you know, can I do it? Is this going to happen? Am I going to achieve what I'm trying to achieve? And then very, very easily, you know, you can doubt yourself and think that it's just not going to work for you, right? But again, remember, you're the one that makes the choices every single day that determine, you know, what you want to create in your life. You know, you can either live your life from the past and keep creating the same reality that you've created thus far in your life, or you can start to make different choices. You can create new habits. You can change your lifestyle. You can change your environment, which is then going to help you. Right? It's not going to get you to where you need to be, because you always need to constantly be evolving in order to continue to redesign and create the reality of your dreams, of what you want to live in, right? And that's very important to remember, because a lot of us, I think, we fall short because we believe and think that, you know, we feed into or believe this lie about, you know, it's going to happen fast. And that's not to say that it can't. You know, of course, you know, things can transpire very, very quickly, but I just helping you to understand that there is a process to things that you really want, you know, and for some people to happen quicker than others, you know, but most importantly for yourself, you know, if it doesn't happen in a specific time frame that you thought it would, does that mean you give up, you know? And again, the one thing that triggers me all the time when I say this, because I've said it 50,000 times, you know, that if something doesn't happen for you as quickly as you want it to happen, what do? Do you give up or do you keep going? You know, and that I think about straight away is a toxic relationship. You know, I've always said this in my podcast. I'm like, you know, give it 6 months, you know, give it, like, of course you marry someone, you love them, you go all in and you believe that this is my person. 6 years later, you realize they're not your person. You realize they're fucking toxic, manipulative, destructive, fucking narcissistic, whatever. They're gaslighting you all the time. They're fucking, what they say and what they do is two different fucking things. You know, then you find yourself lost, confused, and questioning whether you fucking are sane or not, questioning whether you trust yourself or not, questioning whether you're actually telling the truth or you're not, because they're telling you that you're lying and you're not lying, but they're telling you 50,000 times that you're lying. You're a liar. And then you start to actually question your own truth. And then you lose yourself, basically, you know, almost like you become fucking stupid. So then you sit there and go, well, is this what I signed up for? Is this healthy for me? Is this something I want to be in? You know, it's like you get to that point and you go, well, I don't want to give up. I don't want to give up on love. I don't want to give up on this. I once upon a time, this was a dream, you know, and it was a fairy tale and it was the white picket fence and it was fucking whatever you wanted it to be or thought it would be, only to realize, and again, guys, it cannot be just this relationship that's evolved into something that you never thought it would be. It could be a dream, goal, something that you're aspiring to achieve and you thought it was something X, Y, and Z, and it's not, you know? So it's like getting to this point of, you know, hey, make a plan, you know, decide to make some different choices, decide to make a plan or a vision or a goal that, you know what, I'm going to give it this much time. You know, this is happening for me in business as well. You know, it's like, okay, these are people that I'm working with, you know, let's give it a try. Let's see what happens. I'll give it 1 week, give it 2 weeks, give it 1 month, give it 2 months. You know, I'm not feeling the alignment yet. I'll give it another chance. I'll give it another chance. And then eventually I'm like, you know what? Not feeling it. See you later. You know, but there's got to be a certain level. Whoever's listening to this right now, I pray that you receive this message and that, you know, if this was meant for you, then this is a blessing. You know, it's a sign that you've got to have some sort of threshold. You've got to have some sort of level, some sort of peak that you hit, the roof that you hit, you know? And I think that's the bullshit tolerance that many of us just have too much. We tolerate too much. We're not trusting ourselves. We don't know who the fuck we are anymore. And we're just allowing shit to slide constantly, you know? We see shit that's not right, but we still don't do anything about it. We feel things that are not right. We still don't do anything about it. We keep tolerating. Eventually what happens, we just get fucking walked all over. And then one day you wake up and you're living in a fucking shithole. And you're like, how the fuck did I get here? It's like, wow, my tolerance is just so open. Why? Oh, because I'm kind. Oh, because I'm loving. Oh, because I'm accepting, right? Unfortunately, not everybody is accepting as you are. Not everybody loves it like you do. Not everybody is kind as you are. Not everybody respects like you fucking respect, you know? It's about time that you fucking woke up to yourself and you stop playing this fucking bullshit game of just tolerating, accepting. Start fucking respecting yourself. Start standing up for yourself. Start saying yes to yourself. Start fucking giving yourself some fucking boundaries and start making a fucking better plan for yourself. Maybe be a bit more assertive and fucking make better decisions, you know? Because you keep just tolerating. You got no fucking threshold. You don't have a fucking roof, you know? Shit just keeps happening in your life and you just keep going up and up and up and up and I'll just keep accepting and tolerating and going. Keep going higher. Fucking go to fucking Mars, you know, and you still won't fucking say anything, you know. So this is what comes up when you're like, well, yeah, you know, don't give up, like have patience, right? But when it comes to some bullshit like that, it's like, I'm not talking to that. I'm not talking to you being in that shit place going, just have patience. It's going to get better. Just trust the process. You know, it's going to work out for you. Don't worry. Just keep going. No, I'm not talking about that. That is where you know that I'm not talking about that shit, man. I'm talking about your dreams, man. I'm talking about your fucking future. I'm talking about your best life. If you ain't living in your best life, I ain't fucking talking to you, right? And I can just listen and I can feel that there's someone out there that is just like in some shit place. And I'm saying, don't give up, trust the process, have some patience. And you're listening going, all right, maybe I'll have the patience a bit more. Maybe I'll drag it on a bit more just to see. Maybe things will get better. Maybe things will change. Maybe it'll happen. You know, maybe I keep praying. It's going to change. When really the prayers are just fucking keeping you safe from you fucking not having a nervous fucking mental breakdown, you know? And you're just fucking surviving. It's like, man, sure, suffering is a part of life. But you've got to give a meaning to that suffering. You've got to create a purpose out of that suffering. You've got to create something bigger out of that pain. You've got to transmute that shit into some fucking thing that's extraordinary, that drives you, that goes, you know what? I went through X, Y, and Z. I went through fucking A, C, D, B, fucking all these letters. And I ain't giving up now, because I'm going to use that. I'm going to fucking overcome it. I'm going to realize how powerful I am. And I'm going to fucking forge forth to north. And I'm going to fucking live my best life. You know? I won't be brought down. You know, it's like realizing that, sure, you know, some of us have somehow ended up in crappy circumstances, but, you know, we're all here to lift each other up. And this is my way of trying to lift you up. This is my way of trying to give back. This is my way of saying, hey, you know what? Once upon a time, I was in a fucking shithole. Once upon a time, I didn't fucking love myself. Once upon a time, I didn't have my own back. Once upon a time, I didn't understand. Hey, Luke, bro, just fucking focus on you, man. Fuck everything else. You know, just give you some time. Just say yes to you, bro. You know, I didn't understand that. You know, for me, I was just lost in everybody else's life. But was I living a lie, or was I confused, or was I hating on that life that I was living? No, man, I was living a fucking shit, bro. I was fucking drinking, coking, fucking everything. I was living a good life back then. I didn't even think of anything else. But there had to be a point of like, let's fucking change, you know, let's make a different choice. Let's make a different turn. You know, this life is kind of on repeat. It's cyclical, round and round, you know, how many times you want to go round and round? If you're in a fucking situation right now and you feel like you're going round and round, put your hand up. You know, if you're in a fucking situation where you feel like things aren't changing and you just feel like, you know, you're fucking going round and round, put your fucking hand up. Right? Like you're driving right now and you're like, fucking put your hand up. Like Luke said, put your fucking hand up. Yeah. Some of us are doing that shit, you know? We're going round and round, nothing's changing. And we're like, just like, maybe things will get better. You know? How do things get better? How do things get better? Do things get better because we make different decisions than what we have thus far to create the life that we live in today? Or do things get better because we start doing different shit, you know? So when I go back to what I was referring to, when I say, don't give up, trust the process, you know, don't expect things to just change overnight. Don't expect transformation and success to just happen. You know, it's something that you decide, hey, be passionate about this. I'm going to learn about it. I'm going to invest into it. I'm going to pour into it. I'm going to fucking water the seed, you know, you make that choice and you go, I'm planting this seed, this new seed of this new life. You know, my new path, my new version of me, my new business, my new idea, and I'm going to water this, you know, and however long it takes me, I will keep asking questions. I will keep watering it. I will keep loving it. And as I keep doing that, it will grow, not at the speed of what other people expect it to grow, or not even at the speed of you expecting, because you don't know who you are, true, and you don't know what circumstances, situations, lessons you need to go through in order to break through the surface like a fucking tree trunk. Because in order for you to grow that thick and strong, to be able to grow the branches and fucking go tall, you know, you got to go through some shit. You got to make some fucking mistakes. You got to learn some shit, man. You know, you ain't going to grow out of the ground like a little fucking twig that when the fucking storms come all of a sudden, or someone fucking walks past and kicks it, it snaps. You know, I think many of us were those twigs a while ago. And we've been snapped and snapped and snapped and snapped. And we've been losing ourselves for fucking years. And all of a sudden now you go, whoa, you know what? I want to make some changes. I want to think differently. I want to change my life. I want to make some different, better choices. So now you go, wow, now I can plant some new seeds. And you know what? No one's going to touch these seeds. I'm going to plant these seeds of my new life, and I'm going to water them every day. I'm going to love them every day. I'm going to show up for them every day. And before you know it, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and time continues to go by as you keep evolving. And then eventually you look back and you're living your fucking dream. You know, I was having a shower I was getting prepped for this podcast. I wasn't thinking necessarily about what I'm going to talk about because I just let myself flow. Whatever is meant to flow will flow. Rivers never go reverse. Flow, be like water, Bruce Lee. But one thing I did think about, I was having a shower and I was just, you know, starting my day, even though it's 1:30 p.m. But, you know, I got up, I went to the gym, you know, I had a few coffees, few conversations, had some food, and I'm literally like, it's 1:30 p.m. and I'm starting my day. And I just had to catch myself for a while, for a moment. I had the music on in the bathroom. I don't normally do that, but I was just like, you know what? Put some music on. Good vibes. And as I had the music on, I was like catching myself because I was like, shit, once upon a time, because you know what catches me, man? You know, when I listen to like old school R&B, you know, like Neo and Usher and that music of like 2001, you know, 2002, 2003, the music's completely different now. But that shit, like, it's very, very, very nostalgic for me. And it takes me back to like that 17, 16, you know, 18-year-old, 19-year-old Luke, 20-year-old Luke that was just so, didn't know like who he was or what he wanted to be or, you know, was like very fragile, you know, very insecure. And it takes me back there and I'm just like, fuck. And then as I grow through, you know, 112, you know, I used to have a red Toyota Starlet with white wheels. I bought off my brother-in-law after having a red Ford Falcon manual, five-speed manual with a big Canon exhaust out the back. And it was nice and shiny too. They had to cut the bump on the side there because the Canon was so big. There was a place in Lansvale, Sydney, it was called Fussies, and they did exhaust there. And after having this car that I just went into debt with, my brother-in-law's like, hey, man, buy this Toyota Starlet. It will never break down. But that music, you know, it takes me back to that version of me where, you know, it was always a dream. You know, not necessarily financial freedom, not necessarily like having business, because I didn't know what the fuck this was, like this life I'm living. It was like wanting to feel loved. You know, it was that soul mate, you know, it was that one, that partner that I didn't know how to attract. And so I continued to allow myself to settle sometimes just for whatever was coming because I didn't want to be alone. Now, you know, I didn't understand personal development. I didn't understand self-confidence, didn't understand self-love. I didn't understand self-awareness. I didn't understand how to be aware of your thoughts, but the thoughts were always there, you know? So the thought of feeling judged, the thought of judging myself, the thought of how I looked in the mirror, the thought of how I felt when I looked at myself in the mirror, like all of these insecure thoughts, even all of just the feelings of not feeling good within myself, you know, not having that confidence. That always was there. And then there were many occasions where, you know, I would feel scared, I would be triggered, or I would get into a confrontational situation that, you know, whether I was abused or, you know, hit over the head or whatever it was, or maybe even just looked at the wrong way, I would freak out. You know, I would be very, 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 very scared. And this was something that was very hard for me because, again, I didn't understand how to overcome it, nor did I understand how hypersensitive I was just at people's energy, you know, which really, really caused me to want to hide. So for me, hiding was drinking cocaine. For me, hiding was trying to fit in with the crowd, to fit in with your friends, you know, and this is our innate nature as we are born, you know, we want to feel included. You know, we want to feel loved. We want to feel supported. We want to feel a part of something bigger than ourselves. And this is how I tried to do that with the people that I was surrounding myself with. Again, not to say that my life was bad and that I was necessarily like living a bad life, or I was unhappy all the time, or I was completely depressed and suicidal. You know, sure, I've had my experiences of suicidal ideation, but I wasn't necessarily completely like absolutely, you know, fucked up that, you know, in such a dark place in a sense of like, you know, cutting my wrists or anything like that, you know, but internally I was struggling. And so, you know, you use these things to cope. Coping mechanism is, you know, investing or spending, not even investing, but spending money on a car to seek approval from others. That's escaping, you know, the belief of, well, if I have nice things, people will like me. Ain't crazy, huh? If I have nice things, people will respect me. This is the world that we live in. Seeking approval, seeking outside energy so that we feel enough. So again, coping mechanisms. What are the coping mechanisms? Whatever it can be, whatever you fucking want it to be. You know what I mean? Like, you can't like the whole like, you know, oh, you're a drug addict or you're fucking this or you're that. Like, ethanol is in alcohol. It's a drug. Fucking, oh, you're an alcoholic or this. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, everyone talks from the outside, not realizing what it feels like on the inside to be fucking sexually abused, to be physically abused, to be financially abused, to go through like experiences of trauma or something that's so fucked up that causes you to want to escape. It causes you to want to not feel. So whatever your coping mechanism has been and was, if you got here and you haven't overcome it yet, you can. If you got here and you haven't healed from it yet, you can. If you got here and it's still lingering and it's fucking dragging you down, you can change. You can overcome it. I don't give a fuck where you are in your life. You can heal. You can get better. You can process it. With the right environment, the right diet, the right routine, the right lifestyle, the right energy around you, changing the way you think, reprogramming your subconscious mind diligently, consistently, over time, you can transform your life. But don't sit here and like look bad at all the stuff you did and even what you're doing right now to cope with the shit that you're going through. Don't feel bad. Just know it's part of my healing process. I'm trying to fucking survive. That's all you're doing. But guess what? You're here in the podcast, the Luke Mind Power podcast, wherever you're watching, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Rumble, fucking Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, wherever you're tuning in from, you're here. Because you're here to overcome that. You're here to become aware of it. And eventually you're going to become the best fucking version of yourself. And it's going to be a thing of the past. So you look back and you go, fuck, man, those smokes, I was smoking a packet a day. That was my coping mechanism. That was what was keeping me alive. I needed a fucking chuff. Maybe it's fucking weed, you know? And that weed is like keeping you fucking sane when you go to work, because it keeps you calm, because you get stressed out, because people treat you with disrespect. But if you have a smoke before you go into work, you feel okay, right? But then there's the fucking guilt, right? Of maybe abusing alcohol, abusing fucking some other drug, or maybe binge eating, emotional eating, whatever the fuck it is, man, doesn't matter. Over fucking buying shit, going into more debt because you need fucking more handbags or you need fucking more shit that you think people are going to like you better because you got it. I'm going to get more validation. I'm going to fucking feel better about myself because people are going to respect me more because I got a nice car, whatever the shit it is. I bought another fucking house, whatever. You're making sense. Many of us don't know that we can actually like be cool with ourselves. Like, and isn't it incredible? One of the things in my coaching program actually focuses on your body, you know, is actually being grateful. You know, I take you through, I'm pretty sure it's in module two. So it's about practicing gratitude to your body. It's communicating with your body, you know, saying thank you, or maybe even apologizing to your body for doing things that are destructive or for being against yourself. you know, causing bodily harm, for example, by taking or using things that don't help it to thrive, you know? And this is me trying to help you become aware that if you're specifically in a surviving state because you're constantly escaping or you're using something as a coping mechanism so that you can just get through your fucking day, and then you may be feeling guilty about it, or there's some element of you that's like, fuck, I know I'm not supposed to do this, or I know this isn't the healthiest thing for me, but you may feel like there's something there you're becoming more aware of, and you're like, but I can't stop because I need it, you know? Like, I'm just reminding you, man, chill. You know, I think back to how I was functioning with the lifestyle that I was living, and I was like, man, fuck, everything I did, even porn, fucking destructive. Like crazy, it fucks your head, you know. And I tell you, it is an escape, you know. It's like it took you away from life, you know, like half an hour of that shit, man, just sitting there. I don't have to go into details, you get the fucking picture. But like, it was an escape. It was a fucking good escape. Why escape for? Why don't you want to think about life? Because I don't want to feel. Like, this is where the trauma is. The trauma's in your emotions. The trauma's connected to your subconscious brain, which is connected to the memories and the fear and the shit experiences that have created this belief of who you are, which creates the feeling and emotion of what you hold within yourself from all those triggers and traumatic experiences that you've been through. And then your neural pathways are like, pew, 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 fucking bong. And all of a sudden, your body's fucking charged with pain. How do we get away from that? Escape. Do what you need to do. So for a lot of our journeys moving forward, you know, we're coming out of dysfunction. We're coming out of dysfunction, okay? Know that if you're listening to this right now, it's not about being perfect. And this is not what I'm all about, you know? I'm not trying to show up as this six-pack fucking athletic, extraordinary, fucking strict, only allowed to eat this, not allowed to touch this, not allowed to dust. That's not me, you know? I'm still, you know, balance, man, balance. You know, like self-respect, balance. I'll have a fucking cocktail, you know? But guess what? My priorities are fucking so much, you know, that what you learn is that I'll have a nice glass of fucking wine. You know, but what you learn when you have a greater purpose, when you got priorities, when you've done the inner work, when you overcome the past and you no longer live there, when you actually invest in yourself and you do the work, go through the process, then you can enjoy a fucking drink. It's the fucking best. And I know it's probably unfamiliar, very foreign for some of you guys to think, what are you promoting, alcohol? No, I'm not. I'm saying, fuck, it's fucking awesome to have a nice glass of wine. It's fucking amazing to have a cocktail and fucking sit there, enjoy it, and go, fuck, give me 10 more because I want to get fucking hammered. You don't need to get fucking hammered. There's nothing to escape. Like, the purpose of drinking for me was to get fucking shit-faced. You know, I was like the last one standing all the time. I was the one with the bottle trying to pour it down my friend's fucking mouth at 7 o'clock in the morning. Vodka. Fucking, we haven't finished yet. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like, there was no limit. It wasn't like, how much are we going to drink tonight? Fucking 3 bottles? Who gives a fuck? Just drink. Let's get hammered. Let's see how far we can go. Right? You know, so there's a big difference now. You know, it's not about, oh, don't do that, it's not healthy. It's like, find your balance, man. Enjoy your fucking life. If that's something that you enjoy, enjoy it, but don't abuse it. You know what I mean? You know yourself when you're overdoing it. You know yourself when you're abusing something. You know yourself when you're going over the top, where you know that it's going to affect your energy in a big way the following day and the following day after that, you know? And I say, man, like, when you got priorities, man, when you got shit, fucking, when you got your own fucking business and clients and appointments and fucking so many things that you're working on, right? Like, that outweighs the devil is like, Luke, get the vodka bottle out. Let's fucking get smashed. Get some shot glasses, fucking call over the neighbors and let's fucking go. And I'm like, piss off, man. I got fucking shit to do. Right? It's not the inner pain or the insecurities or the past fucking trauma or whatever it is that's happened that's going, please, please, I'm hurting. Give me some shots. Drink. I don't want to feel this. You know? And then that first shot, he's like, fuck. And it's all like, oh my gosh. Or the first smoke. And it just fuck goes down your esophagus. And then you hold it in your gut. And then you feel it instantly. It's like, whoa. Yeah. Right? Have another shot. That's better. Now I'm good. Another smoke. So wherever you are in your life, just know there is a way through. Not a way out, a way through. And if you keep listening to this podcast, if you keep fueling your mind with positivity, with inspiration, with information that's valuable, that is going to actually give you some sort of spark or breakthrough or aha moment, or just surround yourself with energy that resonates with you, you know? And I know that every single person that listens to this podcast, I don't care where you live, how old you are, whatever it is, every single person that listens to this podcast, you have something special. You have greatness within you. You have so much potential, so much greatness in you that you don't even know about. And your life is just beginning. So don't worry if you've been through a lot of shit and you haven't overcome it yet and you're coping with fucking crap that's hurting and you're, you know, doing whatever you're doing. I still love you, you know. I never stopped. And my job is to give you that awareness and to give you that better relationship with yourself where you actually have your own back. You don't shit on yourself, but you know that you're here to evolve. You know that you're here to be better. You know that you're here to transform, transcend all the stuff that's been weighing you down one step at a time. Today, you plant a new seed. Make sure that you keep watering it. And one way that you can keep watering it is by listening to this podcast. That's it. Keep listening. Keep listening. Keep fueling your mind. Keep programming yourself. You know, because whatever you surround yourself, whatever you listen to, it either affects you in a positive way or a negative way. And it's completely up to you if you want to live a better life and you want to live a positive life, or you want to stay stuck where you are. And this is where your life becomes really fulfilling, because once you start making progress, baby, oh, it gets sexy. Ah, fucking hell. Like, it gets fucking sexy, man. You just don't even want to stop looking at your life because you're like, fucking oaf, this is what I've been dreaming of. This is what I was talking about, man. You know, like, let's make life sexy again. Come on. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, destroying ourselves for what? You know what I mean? Like, eventually get to your fucking point where you reach a peak and you go, enough is enough. If changes are not made over the next 6 months, I'm fucking gone. I'm done. I'm out. And I ain't sacrificing my time anymore, because like I told you last episode, lost time will never be found again. People will call you crazy. People will tell you don't do it. People will tell you shit that fucking, you know, they think that's best for you. But remember, ain't no one living your life. Ain't no one feel what you feel. Ain't no one been through your shit. But let them fucking live your life and then see if they make the best decisions like you would. Because you're the one that's living it. And sometimes we forget, well, I better just get opinions of others first and then I'll make a decision for myself. Like, you're not able to understand yourself so much that other people will understand you better. That's basically what we're saying. It's like, nah, man, you are feeling every single day that you live. You know what it's all about. And it's time for you to step up. It's time for you to make some better choices, make some better decisions for yourself and move the fuck on. You're listening to the Luke Mindpower podcast. I'll see you on the next episode. All right. If you feel like, make sure you leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or the Spotify app. That'd be pretty cool. And if you're ever interested in working with us, you'll see a few links below this video. Get in touch with us, man. We're not scary. We're just here to help you to change your life. I'll see you soon. Let's go.